You watch your father hug your daughter close. He never seemed that tender back when you were young. The only language he spoke was botany, and so you learned. Fast. A small child, reciting scientific names. Rose is thinking about how you didn't stick around for this bit, nicked off before your own family arrived from Perth. This is the part no one considers. When the life has ended, but the chaos continues. You drift up above the Kauris and turn, look back down. Your husband, Eddie, is making a noise that makes everyone else close their eyes. You remember when you first saw him, crouched over a bucket at Emu Point. A boy in a blue flannelette shirt. He was calling out to his friend over on the rocks. You heard his mate shout something back, and the boy in blue stuck his head in the bucket. Got about a dozen whiting and a couple of herring? His voice echoed round the red plastic. Hi, you said. He looked up then, smiled shyly. His eyes were the same colour as his shirt. You reckon you knew, even then.